And on this Tuesday morning, one of the things that we have been doing here regularly is visiting with some of our local authorities with regard to COVID-19 and the local battle that we have. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer, is joining us here. And Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's just catch up. Let's start, as we typically do, with some numbers, and they seem to here once again come in triple digits over your every other day reports.
Yeah, we have been seeing quite an increase. I don't have updated numbers as of this morning. You know, we had a 3-day weekend, and so my staff took a much needed day off yesterday. So numbers are from Friday. So as of Friday, Riley County had a total of 5,597 confirmed positives. Out of those, 545 are considered active, and 5,029 have recovered. We did unfortunately have one more death that we found out about last week. This patient was an 85-year-old male who actually passed away on January 8th after testing positive on December 28th. He had not been hospitalized. As of this morning, there are 17 positive patients being cared for at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. One is currently in the ICU. Our percent positive did go up to 12.6% the week before last, and that's up from 9.9% the week prior. And we will have updated numbers as well as a percent positive from last week for you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, and by the way, Thursday, we'll have Dr. Doug Hinken that will be joining us for our regular report. So we're looking forward to comments that he may have, and from a different perspective as a physician in the community. Well, let's talk a little bit about the continued work that is being done out at Seco Park with the rapid test or the saliva-based tests that Well Health is continuing to do. And after taking a day off yesterday for the holiday, back at it again today. Pretty simple process.
It is, yes, a very simple process. It's free as well. So to get registered, you can go to gogettested.com/Kansas, and you can get registered there. You can pick whatever time works best for you and show up at that time. It's a pretty quick and easy process. They are saliva-based tests, and like I said, they are free, and you don't have to have symptoms to be eligible. So Well Health is available Mondays through Saturdays from 9 to 5:30. They are not available on holidays and not on Sundays. And they will let you know if there's high winds or snow or ice. We will put out a notice that they are closed. Unfortunately, we did have a few closures last week because of the cold and the wind, but we'll be sure to put that on our Facebook page and our website to notify everyone.
Well, there's going to be sunny skies tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit breezy with winds from 20 to 30 miles an hour. So hopefully, you know, tents and such can stay in place, and we can continue to service the folks that come through. How many tests do you conduct on a daily basis there?
Anywhere from 150 to 200 on a daily basis. So they're still going strong.
Okay. And what kind of response are you getting from folks? I suppose the bigger question is the percent positive rate that you're seeing out of those daily tests these days.
Yeah, so I know as of last week, last Friday, they conducted 3,575 tests so far, and out of those, about 318 people have tested positive. So smaller percent positive than I think what we anticipated, which is always a good thing. And Well Health has been doing that now for 2 months, since the end of December is when they came in, and they will plan on administering those tests through March 20th.
I was looking in, you know, some of our historical headlines, and it was 1 year ago, I believe, last week on the 11th, that marked the 1 year anniversary of the first COVID-19 death, and that was in China. It's fascinating how this has transpired over, you know, the course of 365 days. Had you ever thought, what kind of preparation did you go through in, you know, public health to handle a pandemic?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, when I came into my position, I was utilizing a lot of my public health skills as the administrator of the health department. And then we kind of went into this pandemic mode and had to learn a lot of those emergency management skills and preparation for this. So it's kind of been a learn-as-I-go process. But certainly I've learned a lot from others who have been through emergencies before. You know, we have one plan in place, and it's just a different emergency, you know, from a flood to now a pandemic. So, yeah, I've definitely learned a lot along the way.
Certainly, a lot of people have, and we certainly have learned how to cope, and mostly, anyway, try to deal with things on a day-to-day basis. Let's talk a bit about the vaccine supply that we have. Last week, you received 2,500 doses of, I believe it was the Moderna vaccine. How are those being distributed, and how's the process of vaccinating folks in the community?
Yeah, so far we've administered about 700 vaccinations to our phase one individuals, so that's our healthcare providers. To this date, we've received 2,700 doses total directly from KDHE, and our clinic has been very busy making contact with all the licensed healthcare providers in the county to get them all scheduled to get the vaccine. We actually had two clinics last week, and we will have a few more this week to hopefully complete phase one, at least for the first dose. And I should say, while we've been in contact with most of our licensed healthcare providers in the area, if there are any other providers that fall in that category in Riley County that still need to get on our list, we're asking that they please email us at COVID-19vaccine, that's COVID-19vaccine@RileyCountyKS.gov. Once we've finished with phase one, we will move on to phase two with the doses we have left over or whatever else we get from KDHE if we get any more shipments this week. Phase two does include those 65 and older, high contact critical workers in congregate settings. We are using new KDHE guidance that was released 2 weeks ago, and we're working with our local healthcare providers to be able to identify those individuals 65 and older who are at high risk. So we'll be sure to notify everyone when we're moving on to phase two in order to make sure that we're reaching those who want the vaccine. And there is now an online vaccine request form. So to sign up, go to our website. It's RileyCountyKS.gov/vaccine request. We're asking anyone with general questions or concerns about that form or anything else to please email us at vaccine@RileyCountyKS.gov.
Well, the week is still early. Do you have any anticipation of more vaccines coming to Riley County anytime soon?
We've not heard as of yet, so we're not sure if we're getting any more this week. Could be next week before we see our next shipment. We never find out until a day before or the day of when that shipment is coming.
Okay. Well, gives you a great opportunity to plan, doesn't it?
That's right.
Anything else, Julie, that you would like to add this morning?
Just like to remind people of the screening line again, 785-323-6400. That's available on the weekdays, 8 until 5. We do have nurses who answer that phone. If you don't get an answer the first time, try to call back later, as they are very busy. They get a lot of calls through that line every day. But that is for individuals who have symptoms. Please call that line.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Officer and Health Department Director, joining us. And again, on Thursday, Dr. Doug Hinken will be giving us our update as Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi Hospital is going to be unavailable. So we're looking forward to what Dr. Dinkin has to offer. Julie, thank you much. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday, if not sooner.
All right. Thank you.